What I understand is this. Rodney leaves the Davingstock Arms with the trophy, and he's walking back home. Suddenly, he hears somebody shouting. It's Bob. He's in the water. So Rodney jumps in to help. That river is dangerous. It's not very deep, but there's a strong current, interrupted Alfred. So Rodney jumps in, and then Ayan appears from somewhere, and they both get Bob out of the water. And the trophy? Nobody remembered the trophy. But this morning, Bob phoned PC Blake to tell her that the trophy was missing. I bet it's fallen in the river. Nope, that's the problem. Bob told PC Blake that someone pushed him in the water. Athelflaed was putting three sugars into an enormous cup of tea. People are not going to be happy about that. The town wins something for the first time in its history, and then, in a few hours, somebody steals this trophy. I bet it was a Maidstone player. They were really angry. Alfred stopped his son. Don't imagine too many possibilities. You should look at the facts first, and then think about the possibilities. Exactly, said Athelflaed. Let's go and find Bob and Ayan. Dad's got a point, you know, she told her brother, as they walked to the town centre. Don't jump to conclusions before you know exactly what happened. You're right. Ayan was there. Maybe it was Ayan. Perhaps he pushed Bob in and then hid behind a tree or something. Stan, it wasn't Ayan. Stop imagining. And then he comes out again and jumps into the water to help Rodney. But he's looking to see where the trophy fell. Stan, repeated Athelflaed, everything's possible. But you need to be more than crazy ideas if you want to accuse people. And especially Ayan.
But Rodney said that Ayan wasn't in the pub. So what was he doing? Where was he?
I bet he was waiting. And then you have to tell me why. Look, there he is. Ayan, called out Athelflaed. We were coming to see you. Ayan crossed the road. Ha, are you coming to see me? I suppose you want to know what happened last night. Ayan laughed. I'll tell you quickly, because I've explained everything about 10 times already. What happened? I was the other side of the river, near the Davingstock Arms, and suddenly I hear someone shout. I see Rodney in the river with Bob. I jump in, and we both get him out. He was a bit confused. He drank too much.
Did he tell you who pushed him in?
Nope. He didn't say anything. When we were taking him home, he was murmuring, "The trophy, the trophy," but we were too tired to pay him much attention.
So you didn't see anyone around then?